For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg. Congratulations to Jacob Wetker of Versailles FFA Chapter in Ohio. He just won the Proficiency Award in the area of diversified agriculture production. Jacob, tell me what you're feeling right now as you heard your name just called on the stage as the winner.
I am really excited. This has always been a goal of mine ever since I've kind of realized what proficiency awards are. And growing up, my mom was my FFA advisor, so I always heard about, you know, her older students, you know, winning, and I was like, you know, I want to be able to do that one day. And it was just so exciting, and it was just crazy.
Tell me all about your SAE project that got you here today.
Yeah, so like you said, I work on our family's fourth generation. I'm the fourth generation of our family's farm. I'm going to work with 2,000 sows on a farrowed wean operation, as well as 3,000 head of finisher pigs, 200 head of dairy steers, and 1,000 acres of cropland farming. And I assist with all aspects, and I'm managing our dairy steer side, as well as I know how to do about everything on our farm.
So I know you grew up on the farm, but how did you know that you wanted to stay involved and be involved instead of finding an area in agriculture off the farm?
Ever since I was a little boy, I just loved riding with my dad in the tractor and going out with him and being able to feed pigs with him at a very young age. And ever since then, I just knew it was what I wanted to do. And then once I kind of started working on the farm more and just loving it and realizing how much fun it is and how rewarding it is to work in ag and knowing that what you're doing has a positive impact on the rest of the world, it's just so rewarding, and you want to get up every day and go do it.
What are some challenges that you have had to overcome in your SAE?
Some challenges I had to overcome was definitely being the son and the nephew as the two owners of our farm, just because you know, I'm not the little boy that they always remember, and my coworkers, I'm not the little boy they always remember as well, and that I had to, you know, kind of prove myself. But also just other challenges are just kind of sometimes, you know, it's not the way you think it's going to go, and you don't always get to do what you want, but you just got to remember to stick it out and keep working hard, and then one day you'll be able to do whatever you want to.
What have been some of your biggest learning lessons within your SAE?
I might say some of my biggest learning lessons is kind of also in that same kind of impact of saying, you know, not everything's going to go the way you want to, and things break, and, you know, you have plans at the beginning of the day, and they're completely, you know, thrown in the middle and thrown a wrench in by the end of the day. You just got to realize that, you know, just got to keep persisting, and that one day it'll get better, and you just got to keep working hard, and don't ever let failures get in your way of doing what your greatness is.
Who would you like to thank for helping you get here today?
I would like to thank both my ag teachers, Mrs. Webker and Ms. Bergman, as well as my father and my uncle and all my coworkers. You guys have pushed me into who I am and working hard and just everything I've achieved.
Tell me, when you hang up your blue jacket, what's next for you?
I am currently in school at a local college where I'm studying agricultural business. Once I graduate, I plan on returning back to our family's farm and hopefully being able to one day become ownership stake in the farm, and then hopefully being able to full-time farm for the rest of my life.
Congratulations again to Jacob Wetker of the Versailles FFA chapter in Ohio. He just won the Proficiency Award in Diversified Agriculture Production, sponsored by Firestone Ag and Ram Trucks. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.